Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Yep, yippee-yi-yo, Kai. Let me try that one again. Yippee-yi-yo, my voice cracked there. I wouldn't make much of a cowboy. Yippee-yi-yo, Kai. All right, 7 after the hour. It is Tuesday, the 2nd of August. The Doug Gang is here to celebrate the day, hoping, wishing, praying that there is no confusion. Everything we do here will have a meaning. Well, not everything. Sometimes some of the stuff we talk about doesn't really matter that much, but it's interesting and unusual. And thus is the case. I was just talking to Jay about a problem that I had with a credit card. So let this be a lesson to all of you. I wasn't going to talk about this, but you sort of brought it to the surface. So I'll tell my story. Many of you have had the same thing, and I hope that none of you really ever do have it again. I've had this happen to me 4 or 5 times over the last, I don't know, not so much through the pandemic, but before that, and now the last 4 or 5 months, I've had 2 credit cards challenged, and this comes from, I won't put this stuff online, but you use it, and somebody comes across and somehow sees it, God knows how, but I had my main credit card got hacked for $4,000 and an eBay account. I looked at my statement, mm-hmm. and as I called up the bank, I said, well, I don't know, what is this? Oh, we don't know. They won't tell you because they don't really know. They just see the charges. But he said to me, this is an eBay charge for a department store. And I said to him, when's the last time you ever heard of anybody through eBay buying something at a department store? And he said, you made the good point, Mr. Stephan.
valid point.
So, the point here is, there are a number of points. Always, if you're using credit cards, and how do you live today without using a credit card? If you're using a credit card, make sure that you are on top of the statements at the end of every month, because there may be an extraneous charge for $17. There could be an extraneous, say it again, Doug, there could be an extraneous charge for, like with me, $4,000. I mean, somebody's pretty bold to think that they can get away with charging $4,000 on a credit card. Wouldn't you say that was pretty bold?
Yeah, because that's something that would definitely be noticeable. And it doesn't always have to be that you use it online at somewhere. There are people who are now attaching these little credit card readers at places like gas stations. So once people are filling up their gas, mm-hmm. make sure, like, try to wiggle it before you put your card in, because they should not move at all. They have these different devices, like these magnetic almost devices, that you just have to brush up against you physically and it can get all of your card information. I used to be a very anti-credit card person. It was my cash and my debit card only, until my debit card kept getting hacked. And I always, always got my money back, and it was never $4,000, my goodness, but it was enough that I decided to finally get a credit card, and I pay for everything with the credit card, because it notifies me with every single purchase, anytime anything is going on, and all I have to do is say a quick, like, nope, that wasn't me, and it shuts everything down.
Well, what's going on now, there are a lot of people who are falling behind on their credit card bills and their auto loans because of the inflation, people deciding, where am I going to spend my money this week? Do I need food? I get a $300 car payment, or do I need to spend $300 on food? And that's the decision that people are making. You know, the credit cards and the auto loans are the first ones to be jeopardized. People don't want to lose their homes, so that's usually number 3 on the rung of where you know there's trouble. And because there are a lot of young people, a lot of low-income people, I think that that end of consumerism is starting to feel real financial pressure. According to the stats from the major credit card companies, the balances have risen in the past 4 months from 25% to 50%. You know how they keep track of who pays their credit card their bills off every month. I try to pay all of mine off every month, and so then you avoid having the. As a matter of fact, there was a time This may have happened to some of you. When I paid all my credit cards off every month, and I applied for a new credit card because it's good for mileage. You know, you get mileage on your airline account. And the guy, well, he wasn't a guy, but the company refused to give me a credit card. And so I called up and I said, my credit's good. Why did you? He says, well, we're looking at your record paying all of your credit cards every month. How are we going to make any money if you, at least he was honest about it. So if you get turned down sometime for a credit card, and you don't understand why, because your credit is good. If they look at your record and you pay off the credit cards that you have, now let's say you get three or four. How many credit cards do you have, Jay?
Only one.
One. Okay. Well, I've got a half a dozen. And a lot of people I know have two or three or four. And so if you pay it off every month, then why would somebody give you another credit card? They only make money when you don't pay. Right? The interest rate's at, what, 25%, 28%, 20%? It's crazy.
Yeah, well, yeah, depending on what your credit score is. And I was falling into the I didn't realize this, but I would pay something off that I was paying it off too soon, and then they would hold my money for 29 days. And I was kind of like, wait a second, I can't afford to have that much money being held on my credit for 29 days because they already took it out of my bank account. And then this happened so many times, and every time you call to complain about it, you'd speak to a different person, and it was the most recent person who was like, because you need to wait at least 7 days. So my issue was every time I'd spend something, I'd try to pay it off because I just didn't want that looming over my head.
Wow. That's, I don't know. The whole thing is a scam. But you can't get anywhere. You take cash today to pay for stuff? It's unusual. When I get, let's say I stopped the other day to get some water for Daisy and me when we were driving. I had to bring a tractor out to Western Massachusetts, so we stopped to get a bottle of water and a couple of peanuts. And, you know, you go in and the guy says $2.19. for the bottle of water. Okay, so I got out $3, and he looks at me. He says, well, you can use your credit card. I said, I don't want to. And, you know, this we've told stories here on the air about people who don't know how to make change. Wasn't it last week? Somebody went through a McDonald's drive-thru, and the manager,
yeah, trying
right?
to make it easier to give a change, and they were like, no, you gave us too much. Or,
yeah,
just, it's
right.
not making sense.
Yeah, crazy. All right, in a moment, let's find out why Deshaun Watson was suspended for 6 games. That's coming up, plus a pretty interesting Dodgers rookie episode. Did you know that 2 out of 3 men experience hair loss before they are 35 years of age? Think of that outrage. You really want to gamble with your hair? Nah, I don't want to gamble with mine, and I'm certainly way beyond 35. So, you can do like I have done, flip the odds in your favor, and save your hair. This is Save Your Hair Day. You know, there's all that stuff you hear about having a good hair day or a bad hair day. If you don't have any hair, it's always a bad day, unless you shave your head. I guess that's okay. I think, but women think that bald guys or men who don't have too much hair are sexy, right? Is that the...
Oh, yeah.
You know,
word
on the street?
A shaved head over a balding head is always the choice. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
All
just
right.
Go ahead and shave it all off. Why not?
All right. Well, if you don't want to do that, Keeps is clinically proven, FDA approved. They're there to help you with treatments. Go online to keeps.com/Doug Steffen, and you get connected to a doctor who will develop a personalized plan that will work specifically for YOU. So you want to prevent hair loss, stimulate hair growth, take care of the hair that you have. Your Keeps doctor will keep you in hair. There's no waiting room. You don't have to go to the doctor's office or the pharmacy. Keeps is delivered straight to your door at half the cost of some of these other wild treatments. Okay, so here you go. Questions? Go to Keeps.com, K-E-E-P-S, Keeps.com/Doug Steffen. Get 50% off your first order. That's keeps.com. You want 50% off? Use the Doug Steffen code, DOUGSTEPHAN, keeps.com.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
Wendy's knows cold and soggy fries are the worst.
So soggy.
That's why we're serving up hot and crispy fries all day, every day.
And all night. Until close.
With natural cut potatoes, sea salted to perfection.
Show me that potato skin.
Wendy's hot and crispy aren't like other fries. We're your dream fry. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's hot and crispy fries.
Guaranteed to be hot and crispy. If yours aren't, bring them back and we'll replace them.
Straight Talk Wireless knows there are plenty of reasons you might need a new phone. But switching to a better wireless provider doesn't have to be one of them. Keep your own phone and save when you switch to any Straight Talk Wireless plan, like our $45 Silver Unlimited plan with unlimited high-speed data and 5 gigs of hotspot, plus nationwide 5G and America's best networks. Keep your own phone. Switch to a better wireless plan. Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. Requires a compatible online phone and QIOP kit. 5G capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. See latest terms and conditions at StraightTalk.com.
How do you make the most of your land? Shaw does it behind the wheel of a John Deere 1025R compact tractor.
Shaw stands for skilled hands at work.
And he lives up to the name as he uses his versatile tractor to make
the earth take the shape that I want it to take.
And the Allens fire up their John Deere 3032E compact tractor
to grow about 9 acres of flowers.
Because the beauty of having land is deciding how to make it yours. There are millions of ways to make the most of your land. Learn how to make the most of yours at Deere.com. Nothing runs like a deer.
All right, 17 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. The positive thought for the day today comes from Kerry Washington. You know her, the actress who was in, what was that big show that she...
Scandal.
Scandal, that was a good TV show. She said, I realize that I don't have to be perfect, all I have to do is show up. Well, that may not work here in the radio world, but it's good for being an actress. Yep, well, we all have our messy days, right? We all have our imperfections. That's part of the beauty of the journey of life, so... Take it all in. Deshaun Watson finding that reality out the hard way. So he's been suspended for 6 games, Jay, because he's been charged with sexual misconduct. So is this, I wonder about these things. Before they're proven, why, you know, it happens over and over and over and over again. Not that I don't think he plays for Cleveland, right?
He was with the Texans, and then he came over to Cleveland, who's supposed to be starting this season, and he's still going to be able to be part of the preseason training and the preseason games, all of that. And he's never been arrested, but it's one of those where there's smoke, there's fire. There were 24 cases, 23 have since been settled out of court. The initial accusation, they're all for massage therapists, that he acted sexually inappropriately or sexual misconduct. And the thing is, the NFL and the NFL Players Associations have strict guidelines and how people should be their players should be conducting themselves. So they
is this a masseuse that works for the team, or is this in a private situation, a private location?
Just different massage salons that he went to. Yeah, private situations. And the disciplinary officer Sue L. Robinson made the ruling. Now the NFLPA said in a statement over the weekend that they will not argue, and they also urged that the NFL does the same, and they honor what that Robinson's decision is.
This guy's got a $230 million contract, and he's messing around like that? What a dope. Yeah, he's got to be a dope.
Well, that's like Cleveland fans have that sentiment of, we just sold our souls for it to win a possible playoff spot.
Yeah. All right, here's James Outman. First time at bat for the Dodgers, hits a home run.
Good for him.
How about that? Huh? You get up to bat, whack! There it goes. The start of his, actually, quite a night on the Dodgers side. But the kid said this was, playing for the Dodgers was a dream come true. Imagine you get up to bat and the first thing you do is hit a home run. God love the kid. Good for him. 21 after the hour.
Now. Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Good Day Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
The cancer doesn't know that you're there, and your body doesn't know the cancer is there, as to why you can have tumors developing in the body for so long before you ever know it, that your immune system didn't see it. When they really turn the immune system on with something like what is considered a viral disease, it signals the immune system to get out of their lazy cots and destroy the cancer in a matter of days.
All Good Day Health Podcasts can be found at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it's 23 after the hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. As social media is in focus at the Good Day program, Facebook and Instagram, you can connect to us at Good Day Radio Show. Do we have that phone line, by the way, that's all hooked up? I'm asking 855-999-DOUG. When can we start using that? I want people to not only use social media,
yes.
But
what right? Your voices.
Yeah, all right. So we're going to check that out. As usual with me, I open my mouth and say, hey, is that working? And somebody says, nah, that's not working yet. But we'll persevere. Okay, so Taylor Swift is in the celebrity gossip trending news, and we'll find out why she is right after this.
I'm Mariah Hopperman. For millions of households, the largest monthly payment they make is rent, but rent typically only shows up in a credit report if a payment is missed. As a result, renters are finding themselves at a financial disadvantage. Kevin Palmer, head of Freddie Mac Multifamily.
If you pay your rent on time, you ought to get credit, just like you would for a timely mortgage payment. We're working to make sure that happens, because a higher credit score can make a huge difference in life's major purchases, like a house, an education, or even a car.
Presently, less than 10% of renters see their on-time rental history reflected in their credit score.
Freddie Mac's new credit-building program has helped tens of thousands of renters raise their credit scores. And now, first-time homebuyers can use their solid rent payment history when applying for a mortgage. We've even taken extra steps to ensure that renters who struggle financially aren't penalized for missing a payment.
Learn more about how renters can build their credit at FreddieMac.com/renter credit.
All right, so the Swifties love Taylor Swift no matter what she does, no matter what she says, no matter what the song is. We love Taylor Swift. Now, there have been a lot of people making a lot of noise lately about celebrities using their private jets to fly 15 minutes when they could save a lot by driving to wherever they're going. Maybe it takes an hour or so.
Mm-hmm.
So, Taylor Swift has taken a shot at the people who are taking a shot at her, the environmental backlash stuff, which is kind of nonsensical to a point. But anyway, what are folks saying, and is there any truth what they're saying, and she's taking a shot back at him, right?
Oh, yeah. So there's a Twitter account called Celeb Jets that basically takes all the data and posts about it and who's really the biggest offenders for the CO2 emissions. And apparently Taylor Swift is number one on that list. Right. Her private jet has approximately 22,923 minutes in the air since January. This is 170 flights. Now, her team is speaking out on her behalf, saying that she doesn't actually take all those flights. She loans her plane out to different organizations and different people. And so even though it is her plane that's doing these different things, she's not taking these ridiculous flights. And as we've seen, Drake, who was under fire for these 12, 15, 17 minutes flights, he's saying that nobody's actually on the plane. A lot of times the plane has to be moved where they land, and then they are stored at a different airport. And that's why there's those minimal flights.
You know, there's just too much of this kind of thing. Not the abuse of the flights, but people minding, you know, this is supposedly couched under we're trying to help the environment. But as people sticking their nose into other people's business, it really is none of your business.
Isn't there enough going on in your own life?
Yeah, right. Get a life and get lost when it comes to stuff like this. That's what I'd say if I were Taylor Swift. But then, as you can tell by listening to my voice, I'm not. It's 28 past the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Chevrolet has revealed the all-electric 2024 Blazer EV, expanding the brand's growing EV portfolio, making EV ownership more accessible, and driving Chevy into the heart of the growing midsize electric crossover segment. The Blazer EV has a GM estimated range of up to 320 miles on a full electric charge and is based on GM's innovative Ultium platform. For more automotive tech stories, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting two times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code KEY for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill-up. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code KEY for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code KEY for 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill-up.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The White House announced Monday that a U.S. missile launched from a drone in Kabul, Afghanistan, killed al-Qaeda leader Ayman al-Zahari, a founding member of the jihadist movement and one of the key strategists behind the September 11th attacks.
And since the United States delivered justice to bin Laden 11 years ago, Zawahiri has been a leader of al-Qaeda, the leader. From hiding, he coordinated al-Qaeda's branches and all around the world, including setting priorities for providing operational guidance that call for and inspired attacks against U.S. targets.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is expected to visit Taiwan as a part of her tour of Asia. Republican lawmakers point out this is a free trip on the American taxpayers' dime, as there is no diplomatic deals or arrangements scheduled. Taiwanese officials added she is expected to stay in Taiwan overnight after landing in Taipei sometime Tuesday. USA Radio News.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
As President Biden gives the green light to take out the leader of Al-Qaeda in Kabul, Afghanistan over the weekend, National Security Military Analyst Dr. Rebecca Grant on Fox News says Taliban leadership is giving safe harbor to America's enemies.
Just because Zarqawi's been taken out does not excuse Biden's botched Afghanistan pullout. And remember, the UN told us last month that Zarqawi was living in Kabul, that he was, in their words, active and communicating freely. That equals safe harbor. So this Taliban government, no surprise, is basically giving safe harbor to some senior Al-Qaeda operatives. Now, there's a lot behind that. Rivalries between the Taliban, Al-Qaeda, parts of ISIS and ISIL. It's a very complex picture. But what we know is that Afghanistan is, again, a harbor for terrorism at some level.
The new Saudi Arabian-backed golf tournament competing directly with the PGA Tour has very deep pockets. According to LIV Golf CEO Greg Norman, LIV Golf offered a figure between $700 million and $800 million to Tiger Woods in an attempt to get the 15-time major winner away from the PGA Tour. Greg called Tiger a needle mover, so of course you got to look at the best of the best. Few professional golfers have been more critical of LIV Golf than Tiger Woods. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Doug Steffens' Good Day Show.
There's the story of a husband and wife team from Oregon that have designed baby shoes that melt in the water. Woolly Bubs. $34 for the small ones, $40 for the bigger ones. Jesse Milliken and his wife Megan took pains to ensure that just because they dissolve in water doesn't mean that they're fragile.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's goodness time at 34 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program for Tuesday, the 2nd of August. I'm here with Jay Kirshner. I've realized something that I should have paid more attention to, and I just haven't. There is nothing worse than a squishy strawberry or a squishy blueberry or a squishy cherry. Ugh, I'm having my fruit as I usually do, and there's nothing. Well, maybe there are a few things that are worse than that, but oof.
A squishy blackberry?
And it has that fuzz, that white fuzz on it, because they've been in the store too long and you can't tell that. because they move all that stuff around. When the Driscoll's fruit, one of my favorite targets, if you listen to this program with any degree of regularity, whenever we talk about farm food and family or whatever we're eating, I get off on monopolies, and Driscoll is pretty much a 80% monopoly on all the fresh fruit that's sold at grocery stores around the country, and the stuff's not that good. It's and it may not be them. The stuff may be okay. It's mostly hydroponically grown, so it's only as good as whatever they put in the water whatever you eat is only as good as the soil in which it's grown. That's it, period, end of story, as far as what it has for nutrients. Anyway, so I'm off on a tangent here, but the whole idea of the fruit being shipped across the country, the whole business I've talked about so much here this year especially, buy from your local Il Auto guys. My friend down the street who's got the truck farm has raspberries. You can go pick them yourself, or they pick them. I think it's $5 a quart or something, but you go and pick them. It's $5 if you go pick them, $10 if they pick them, which is kind of expensive. Somebody came to me and complained on my farmer's market on the farm, Jay, over the weekend about the prices. And so I said to the lady, I get that you think it's expensive, but how much do you think it costs to grow all of this stuff these days? And this is local produce. Go price a cucumber in the store and then come back and tell me that the prices here are ridiculous, because they aren't.
Well, and I think that's a lot that people who aren't farmers, they don't understand what goes into it. That you,
right.
There's the soil, the mulch. The if it's not raining, you need to get water from somewhere.
Yep, right. And it isn't raining here, man. It's everything is being affected by stuff. And so what we can find, though, locally, the raspberries will last a lot longer. The point in my conversation about this, the raspberries that are local, whether you pick them yourself or you buy them from the farm stand, they're going to last a whole heck of a lot longer than raspberries grown by Driscoll's out in California and shipped on a truck across the country. That's the bottom line. And this stuff, mushy stuff that I'm talking about, is from fruit that I have a lot of local strawberries. I have some strawberries in the refrigerator I got last week that are still good. You couldn't do that with a Driscoll strawberry because they'd be all fuzzy and mushy and yuckabunga at this point. So anyway, I think I've made my point. Let's keep moving here. The good news today, some of it anyway, a study, Jay, found out that despite being a week, one-week wonder kind of habit, people who study languages on Duolingo, as opposed to Duolingo, what's her name? Dua Lipa.
Dua Lipa.
Perform as well in university as students who have years under their belts. So is this a brand name, Duolingo? Because there are a number of these things.
Oh, yeah, there's so many different language learnings. Rosetta Stone's a big one.
Yeah.
Duolingo is a great app that you can get on any phone, and you can spend a little bit of time each day or even every other day. And it teaches you a new language, not just by reading things, but there's the actual games that you're playing.
Mm-hmm.
It's really fascinating.
It is. Have you tried it? Do you have other languages?
I'm not fluent at anything because I haven't stuck with anything long enough, but I have tried both Rosetta Stone and Duolingo, and I actually liked Duolingo a lot more, yes.
Interesting. I've heard of Rosetta Stone, but I never heard of Duolingo before. Apparently, learners who complete 5 units in either Spanish or French performed as well on reading and listening tests as students who had completed 4 semesters of university language instruction. So this is not an advertisement. This is just kind of, this is the way it works. And it's kind of indoctrinating. It's not good for colleges that are teaching this or any developmental schools that it's kind of an indictment as to how, what do they say when you hear the ads for, what's the other one that I just mentioned? Rosetta Stone.
Rosetta Stone.
And there's another one, too, that is popularly advertised. You know, learn to speak another language in 3 weeks or some other thing like that. And you scoff at it, but the more you use it, if you're immersed in it, it's kind of like swimming. Throw them into the pool, either sink or swim, right? And that's what that's kind of what this is. It seems to be, anyway. So, hey, it's... And the university system, we really have to do something. This is not a short conversation. We got to do something about what it costs to go to universities in this country. It's really, it's like, what do you do?
It's
I know
absurd.
A lot of, yeah. But a lot of college, in my mind, And I say this lovingly because my daughter and son-in-law, both profs at UCLA, I know how hard Megan works because she basically has two responsibilities. She teaches classes in Victorian literature, which was her specialty when she got her DPhil in Oxford. And I say that proudly, too, because it was a long and hard climb to get that done. And so she's teaching those Victorian classes, but she also is in charge of the writing program there. And we were talking about it when she was here last week, what it is, what the responsibilities are, and how all of this stuff works, extra credits you get for, to think about my daughter in retirement is like, hello. But she's, in her late 40s now, and she's been at this for 25 years, and so she figures she's got another, maybe she'll do it another 20 years or so. But think about that. Here's my child that I held in my arms. And it just seems like yesterday. Good God. And now she's talking to me about, well, Dad, here's how we're going to work this.
How time flies.
It really is. Yep, it sure is. Okay, let's look at some of the things that are affecting your pocketbook. That seems to be one of our favorite themes today with the business of credit card debt and that sort of thing. Prices going up. This is proof positive that what I was talking about. I went to find a little more info, the background stuff, as to what is going on cost-wise specifically. Prices climbed by 6.8% through last month, according to the Federal Reserve. Now, I've seen this number before. They use that inflation rate to justify the fact that they're jumping up the interest rate by 0.75 point. So, anyway, the raising of rates, cooling down the economy, that sort of thing. Isn't it funny? You hear all these politicians and all these bureaucrats, yeah, it's great. Look at the stock market and look at how business is and look at how everybody's doing so well. There's so many jobs around, we can't find people who work. And, well, there are more, it's deeper than that. That's very superficial, as most politicians are very superficial. I don't look at the real story, the details behind the story. But the prices here, what's crazy and what's unexplainable, and I guess I've said this on the air a few times because I don't understand it, and nobody's explaining it. See, this is the problem. The Fed says we're raising the rates. Okay, yeah, why? It doesn't make housing starts, excuse me, are plentiful. Yeah, it's expensive to build a house, but everybody needs a place to live, and so there's great demand, and houses are still selling. excuse me.
Oh, and then you have the companies that are buying up things and turning them into rentals, and it's nobody can keep up. It is genuinely
right. The Airbnb phenomenon. Yeah, right, exactly. And then certainly the cost of fuel has made us all crazy, but yet. The unemployment rate is low, and housing starts are strong. So that normally is the arbiter of what is, what we do in terms of a successful economy. And it is a brisk economy, but the inflation rate is something they don't. I think the bottom line with me is I don't think they know what they're. It's not they don't know what they're doing. I don't think they know what to do because there's so many contradictions here. But the one thing that you do see is inventory piling up. There's a liquidation warehouse company that specializes in taking, they buy stuff from department stores and they put them in warehouses. This is stuff that gets returned, things that come back, you buy something and it gets returned. You think that stuff gets put back into stock? It doesn't. It gets sent to this company they don't even mess with it. They put it in a bin. This company comes in and buys it for nickels on the dollar and they sell it in their own warehouses. And the point is that inventory and things like this, the liquidation warehouses are very busy because discretionary goods are returning more to the original stores and they don't want to have that stuff on their shelves. So they're selling what they have, the excess, not only the returns, but now some of the excess is being sold out. If it's in the store, and this goes for like clothing as much as anything else, but that's a perishable kind of thing because the seasons change. If something is in a store now, in a Target or a place like that, for more than 4 to 5 months, when it gets to that point, they clear it out and they send it to these liquidators. They don't mess with it. Whatever inventory is left, gonzo. They don't keep it. Where in the old days, you know, the store owner would put the stuff in the back room and next season we'd bring it back out again. No, that's not what's going on right now. Yeah, so interesting reality. The death, this is very interesting. One of the world's most wanted terrorists is DEAD, or as Limbaugh used to say, has assumed room temperature. Actually, there's nothing left of him because he was blown to smithereens. We'll talk about that after this.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child, and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us, was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
This is a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup sound experiment. We're looking to find the perfect way to hear Reese's so you'll buy more of them. Here we go. Reese's.
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 Reese's. Hey, get out of here, you little stinker.
Reese's.
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 Peanut Butter Cups.
That breathy one sounded very creepy, am I right?
Ask Sherwin-Williams during the summer fun sale, July 29th through August 8th, and get 35% off paints and stains with prices starting at $27.29. That means 35% off our most popular color family, blue. Psychologists have found it to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And, of course, 35% off all of our other colors. Shop the sale online or visit your local Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
How do you make the most of your land? Shaw does it behind the wheel of a John Deere 1025R compact tractor.
Shaw stands for skilled hands at work.
And he lives up to the name as he uses his versatile tractor to make
the earth take the shape that I want it to take.
And the Allens fire up their John Deere 3032E compact tractor
to grow about 9 acres of plows.
Because the beauty of having land is deciding how to make it yours. There are millions of ways to make the most of your land. Learn how to make the most of yours at Deere.com. Nothing runs like a Deere.
All right, 47 at the hour, Jay. Here's the story of Ayman al-Zawahiri. I think I'm pronouncing it correctly. I thought there was an al-Zawahiri that was killed before, but if I make my my comments about how the names, Muslim names, are all the same, somebody's going to take a shot at me. So anyway, this guy, the current leader of al-Qaeda, was killed in a drone strike. According to a number of sources, he was probably the world's most wanted, the guy, you know, the FBI most wanted list, this guy, internet. Once Osama bin Laden got bumped off, this guy assumed the number one position.
And he remained extremely visible as the symbol for the group.
Right, na-na-na-na-na, kind of like that. You know, he was thumbing his nose at the West because, I swear to you, last year I thought that we bombed out someplace and we killed this guy. Or somebody who's the leader of al-Qaeda. I must have been dreaming that, but because this guy's, you know, he's dead again. There was a $25 million bounty on his head. The government, our government, had said to bounty hunters, go get this guy. And nobody could go, why don't we do that for Putin? Why don't we put a $25 million, come on, what's the story here? Why are we afraid to bump off Putin? Bump him off! Put a $25 million bounty on his head and let the people, you know, there are plenty of mercenaries around the world that travel undetected. Come on. That can't just happen in the movies. That they got to come up with a story based on real-life experiences. So if we can get rid of al-Zawahiri, why can't we get rid of Putin? That's the question of the day here at 10 before the hour on Good Day.
I'll
second guest dinners with friends because they can be interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon Pancrolipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall. If you're allergic to pork or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit creoninfo.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's creoninfo.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Past the hour now on the very nice Doug Steffen, if I do say so myself, Doug Steffen's Good Day program, personality personified with Jay Kirshner, who's got quite a fancy personality herself. So we are here to, at this point in the day, bring you the farm, food, and family connections. And in light of what we have been talking about here with regard to inflation and what you're able to buy and what you aren't able to buy, you'll be nice. You'll be, it is nice. You'll be happy to hear that food price increases seem to be slowing down and moderated. So, what, I mean, there are plenty of examples of this. There are huge truckloads and shiploads of grain. The problem that we've had with Ukraine, cost of grain. Do you notice the cost of bread? See, everything, there's a trickle down here to everything. So the cost of bread and everything made with flour has gone up crazy since the beginning of the war because a lot of the world's grain supply comes from Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's affected the pressure points there. We grow a lot of it in the Midwest here. Alberta and Saskatchewan and Canada grows a lot of grain, that sort of thing. But, you know, it's all kind of, it's all been sold and it's all blocked out. And where it goes is, you know, pretty much predetermined, at least it was before the war. And so now, you know, there is the Chinese need more grain and the Indians need more grain and people around, you know, there's need for grain. So the prices went crazy because of the war in Ukraine. Well, now, because they're letting the grain come out of Ukraine, it's going to moderate somewhat food prices. I don't know that it's going to be a great big difference, but food prices have been up 23%. You realize that? Cost you almost a quarter more to buy stuff this year than it did last year. All the same stuff. Because of the war, inflation, and then population. Did you know that the population of the world is going to cross 8 billion sometime before the end of the year?
It makes sense. It definitely, when you think about how many more babies were born, it almost seemed like there in 2020 and 2021, there was another baby boom.
Yeah, well, there was, for obvious reasons. People stayed home with the pandemic. Okay, in a moment, we're going to cover the story from Minnesota of a farm that gives you a chance to be thoroughly therapeutic. What's the word? The therapeutics. Right, let's try this again. Therapeutics with chickens up next.
Stress. It never seems to end when you owe money to the IRS. What about the years of unfiled tax returns? Have you tried another tax service and gotten nowhere? Then you need Tax Alliance. Why? Years of being A-plus rated with a Better Business Bureau with no consumer complaints sets them apart. Call 800-624-9275. That's 800-624-9275. Don't wait until the IRS attacks your wages, bank account, your home or pension, and even your Social Security check. Tax Alliance specializes in IRS tax relief programs, including the Fresh Start Initiative, which can finally free yourself from IRS debt. Their tax professionals can file returns, fight the IRS to substantially lower your IRS debt, or possibly even have it forgiven. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes, have unfiled tax returns, or have a payment plan and are still frustrated, call 800-624-9275. That's 800-624-9275.
Tax Alliance, your tax resolution solution.
All right, so here's the story. This is really a cool story. The Amundsen Family Farm, they had an idea, an excellent, get it? When I see what I'm doing there?
Excellent.
An excellent idea to show people what it was like to work on a farm. So they took a tiny home model and they made it into an Airbnb that guests could stay in with some of the farm pets, farm animals. 400.
Yeah. That's a lot. And they call it the peep show. It's a different kind of peep show.
Yeah, right, exactly. Check out the chicken. I know there some people have pictures of people with chickens, but they aren't the kind of pictures you want to see. Anyway, people come, they stay there, and they learn how to care for the chickens. They feed them. They collect the eggs. They put them to bed. And we actually, now I'm thinking about it on my farm, the chickens now are free range again, and at night they are put to bed. Bring them back in, put them back in the cage and the chicken house, and that's where they go. But this is kind of cool. And it's not only having it with chickens. On this farm in Minnesota, it's chickens, but there is cow therapy going on. There's horse therapy that goes on using animals, and sometimes in this circumstance, they get $45 a night to be with the chickens. Okay, I could think of a better way to spend $45, but anyway, that's what's going on that Minnesota farm. Farm Food and Family here at 59 After on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.